This week, students throughout the country staged protests over COVID-19 safety conditions in school. It began with teens in Oakland, California, who are demanding more testing, high-quality masks, and safer places to eat lunch outside. Students in Denver, Colorado, and Round Rock, Texas, also staged a walkout on Thursday, pushing for similar demands. Here's the scene yesterday outside of Cedar Ridge High School in Round Rock. Students say the current situation is not sustainable, and they're worrying about bigger issues, like the future of education and what their experiences will look like. Two of the organizers join us now. Haven Coleman is 15 years old, and she's a sophomore at Thomas Jefferson High School in Denver. Welcome.
Hi.
And Eliana Smith is 17 years old and a senior at Cedar Ridge High in Round Rock, Texas. Welcome to you as well.
Hi.
Eliana, I'll start with you. Nearly 1,800 students signed your petition to the Round Rock Independent School District. You've expressed that you didn't feel comfortable going to school anymore. What's been going on?
So in my district, there have been a lot of teacher absences. And as a result, almost everyone has a class each day that's covered by a sub. In each of my classes, there are 6 to 10 people absent, which is not at all normal. And the majority of those absences are often due to COVID, though we don't have contact tracing anymore. So we have no idea if we've been exposed to COVID during class.
Do you feel like you're learning in class, in those classes?
Not at all. It feels like busy work. And when a teacher's out for 2 weeks, we're just spending 2 weeks doing busy work, doing worksheets on our computers, not learning at all. And obviously that's not their fault, but we're not learning in our classes.
Haven, what's the situation there in Denver? I know that you've gathered signatures for a petition to convince the school district to change its COVID regulations. What's happened?
I mean, currently we have so many teachers that are missing because of COVID, as well as students. I know at least at our school we had 40% to 30% of our school of our students at our school missing the first 2 weeks back from the semester.
We heard Eliana talk about what the situation is like in her classrooms, and she feels like she's not even learning. Is that the same situation for you?
When we do have subs, the subs aren't adequately able to teach us because the teachers are in such a rush, they aren't able to give them the proper things to teach us to get us through those lessons.
Tell us what you're asking the Denver Public School District for.
We have several demands. A few of them are getting N95s or equivalents to all students on all in-person campuses, and getting twice a week PCR or in rapid testing to students on in campus, getting integrated learning for those who are at home with COVID or staying home for their own safety, better ventilated classrooms and social distancing, as well as weather protected outdoor spaces for safer lunches.
Eliana, you've been following other student walkouts across the country. Both of you have. How have they inspired your efforts?
I definitely drew a lot of inspiration from Oakland Unified School District and what I saw that they were demanding there. I reflected a lot of our demands based on what they had done, and as well as adding in things that I thought were necessary for our own district.
What's been the talk? Have you all had a chance to talk with teachers? And I know that you've been talking with other students. What have the teachers expressed to you?
Teachers have definitely expressed their support as much as they can, because it's really horrible how often they're being forced to sub or to give up their planning periods. In addition, they don't have any control over whether or not students wear masks. So if they have immunocompromised family members, they don't have the option to tell people to put on a mask because our mask mandate is completely unenforced. So teachers are completely tired and becoming burnt out as a result of the inaction of our district. Students are also tired of the inaction because they don't want to catch COVID. No one wants to miss 2 weeks of school because they caught COVID at school.
We know that teachers are much more than just instructors. And last year was a major disruption for both of you with school. This year was the year where everyone was coming back to in-person school full time. These teachers are folks that you all have grown up with. They're your mentors. What does it mean to you every time one of these teachers quits?
I mean, it's disappointing to see because we know these teachers love teaching us, and they're upset that they cannot be able to teach us at the level that they want to, because with all that we are missing in the schools, it's frustrating for them to see us falling behind just because of things we cannot control. We love these people and they work so hard for us. It's sad to see them in this condition.
We're going on year three of the pandemic. Eliana, I know that you're graduating this year. Most of your high school experience has been disrupted by COVID. How are you feeling about that?
I'd say that, yes, it is sad that we have missed out on some of the opportunities that people consider to be huge coming-of-age moments. But I think that even in the middle of the pandemic, I've been able to find good friends and the ability to hang out with them, whether it be through a Google Meet or a Zoom call, and still be able to experience a lot of my teenage years in a way that I don't think I would change in any way.
What you're saying is important here, because a lot of the argument centers around the need for you all to be in person, to have that traditional experience of school. But what I'm hearing from you is that you're willing to work around that and to maybe not have that for the sake of public health so that we can get through this pandemic.
Yes, definitely. For all of last year, my friends mainly met up using Google Meets. We would talk over the phone or do whatever we could to social distance when we were together. And I'm willing to give up a lot of those things like prom or graduation so that the people in my community can stay safe, so that people who are immunocompromised aren't getting incredibly sick and having to go to the hospital. I want to keep my community safe. It's very important to me.
Haven, is Eliana echoing how you're feeling?
I know that a lot of us here are feeling the same way. At least personally, for the petition that we have at DPS, what we're trying to do is make in-person as safe as we can, particularly because a lot of people, it was hard last year to go back online, and people don't want to risk their education to go back online to when they know they wouldn't get the same education as in-person. So our goal has been trying to make in-person as safe as it can for everyone, because everyone deserves to have the access to a good education.
Yeah, our petition is doing the same. We want to create an environment at schools that is safe, as well as a virtual option for people who may not be safe at school if they were to catch COVID. In Texas, there are a lot of rules regarding whether or not schools can go virtual, and we want to utilize the TEA's 10% rule and allow 10% of our district to go virtual if they are immunocompromised or if someone in their family is, so that they can remain safe and so that schools can be safe for everyone.
Echoing what she was saying, what we've been trying to do is get, we also want to have integrated learning for those who are at home with COVID. And we have a large amount of people who are staying home because their family doesn't want them to get sick at school, but there's no access to a proper education for those at home. So we've been advocating to get people the option to be able to go online and have a decent education online too, while staying home for their own safety or because they have COVID.
Do you all have questions for each other?
I just wonder, how many people in your district are, interested in this? How large is the support in your area?
We have been having support from both teachers and students. I know we've got 700 signatures on our petition. It's been up for a week now. We had, I think, collective, 150 from two different schools that walked out. It might seem a little bit small, but I do think there are hundreds, maybe, and close to thousands of people across our district's community who are ready to get involved and wanting to help. And we do have a decent amount of engagement from both staff and students.
Haven Coleman is 15 and is a sophomore at Thomas Jefferson High in Denver. And Eliana Smith is 17 years old and a senior at Cedar Ridge High School in Round Rock, Texas. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we reached out to both school districts for a response. The Denver Public School District says there are high vaccination rates across schools, and they're increasing the availability of N95 masks to staff and students. Superintendent Alex Marrero shared a video with the community earlier this week, saying that he remains committed to keeping schools open to meet the needs of students and families, but acknowledges that staffing shortages are an issue.
That's why, starting this week, we had central office team members go out to our schools to work as substitute teachers, paraprofessionals, and other support staff. That includes me, and I'll continue to be out there too, along with my senior leaders. We're all committed to doing what's best for our students. Last week, I helped out at Trailer Academy, and this week, I was working at Columbian Elementary and Lincoln High School. There is not a more grounding and rejuvenating experience for an educator.
At the Round Rock Independent School District in Texas, a spokesperson tells us they share the concerns of the students and that every district across the state is facing similar challenges with Omicron. Among the steps that they're taking, they say they're working to expand testing opportunities. They've upgraded air filtration at schools, and they say they're ready to switch individual classes to remote learning on a temporary basis if there are significant amounts of cases in one class. Elsewhere in the program, we'll hear from a teachers' union in Hawaii about their perspective on the COVID-19 safety challenges in schools.